The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The best of the best Cloverdale hot dogs. 17 cases of sauerkraut. We're talking five cases of potatoes, 8 cases of bacon ends, 75 dozen scrumptious dinner rolls.
Bacon ends?
North Dakota. Yeah. You know what they call that, don't you? Speck. Phil Parker told me that.
Oh, okay.
That's the speck. The speck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I bet old Colonel Klink on Hogan's Heroes likes speck. Something tells me. I don't know what he's in, but I know nothing. Anyway, that's what I'm thinking of today here in Sauerkraut Day. I have a lot of German in me, you know. My mom is a Tilgis, and that Tilgis name, and her mom was a Ditburner, so I've got some strong German influence in me. Although I will admit, I'm normally not a big sauerkraut fan. Okay, I don't like the stuff. It's right up there with Lutefisk for me. Today I'm taking the plunge. They've convinced me that the way they prepare this with the speck and they've been at this for hours that I've got to do it. So
you need a speck of speck with your sauerkraut. That's your problem.
Exactly right. Anyway, we have something we call the What's in Your Town Tour, which takes us all across the great state of North Dakota. And today it's brought us to beautiful Wishick, North Dakota for the 89th annual Sauerkraut Day. I'm so darn excited I can't even stand it. And 11-1 is when they'll serve up at the Wishick Civic Center. All kinds of things are going on today. We're going to meet the mayor, Wayne Janke. He'll be here coming up a little later on in this hour. We're going to meet Nathan and Katie Pinky. And they have quite the business in town here. Actually, they build homes and ship them all over. And they build them right here in Wishick, North Dakota. So we're going to meet them as well. We're broadcasting from Riley Insurance. Lila Riley is our host here. And actually, in an hour, Congressman Kevin Kramer will be here right on Beaver and Centennial in Wishick. You can't miss it. And we encourage folks in the area, stop by and participate in the Talk Radio Town Hall right here and in person here at Riley Insurance. Or, of course, as always, you can join us on the air as well. So we look forward to that today on the program. So this is pretty cool. It's a lot of fun. Mark Reinhardt's going to be here as well from the Wishick Hospital and Clinic. And they're one of our fine sponsors of this broadcast. The What's in Your Town Tour is brought to you by Cloverdale Foods. Everything's better with bacon. And summer sausage. And, you know, I could go on and on and on. All the great things you can get from our friends at Cloverdale. The brats are to die for. And another Bison home game. We'll be doling those out from Don Russell's Big Flavor Wagon. Follow the tour at CloverdaleFoods.com. Also brought to you by our friends at Marvin Windows Grafton. A great place to work, Marvin Windows Grafton. And, of course, those great windows built around you. Our friends at Arvid Communications that are bringing you that high-speed internet connectivity, especially for business in a place near you. And also, our newest What's in Your Town tour sponsor is our good friends at the Little Missouri Inn & Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites. They're in Watford City. They're in Newtown and soon to be Belfield and Williston and many places throughout the oil patch. So if you haven't yet experienced what's happening in oil country, North Dakota, We know North Dakota Oil can, one of our sponsors on Wednesday, 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and a whole lot of national security thanks to the work going on in the oil and gas industry. Encourage you to take a tour, see it for yourself, and when you do, stay at a Little Missouri Inn & Suites and or the Teddy's Residential Suites locations near you. So anyway, I'm really looking forward to having fun today in Wishick, North Dakota. I want to welcome your phone calls, questions, and comments on any issues today. To start the program, here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Have you ever been to Wishick? Have you ever been to Sauerkraut Days? You got a good story about this part of the state. Love to hear it today. If you've got any great Wishick stories, let me tell you why I am here. In addition to the fact that I'd be crazy not to, since it's Sauerkraut Day and these good folks invited us to come on down. I was on an honor flight a number of years ago, and I don't remember which one because I was on a number of them out of Fargo, Grand Forks, and several that Congressman Kevin Kramer headed up out of Bismarck. And I think this might have been a Bismarck Honor Flight. But Honor Flight was the effort where World War II veterans were taken from North Dakota to see the memorial built in their honor at no charge to them. And I'll never forget flying home after a wonderful, 36 hours in Washington, D.C., sitting between two heroes, World War II veterans, from Wishick, North Dakota. And I said, well, I've got a friend from Wishick, but I've never been to Wishick. And they said, well, you have to come. And I said, well, when should I come? What would be a good reason to come? They said, you've got to come to Sauerkraut Day. Now, I don't remember the names of those two. I just remember it's two Wishick, North Dakota natives and World War II vets. But I'll bet somebody in our audience knows who those Wishick World War II heroes were. I would love to know if they're still with us, because we lose an alarmingly large number of World War II veterans every single day in this country, unfortunately. I'd love to know who they were. If you know who they were and they were on our flight, please give us a ring, would you, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And if they're still kicking, which I hope they are, I want them to meet my buddy Rusty Hort, a Purple Heart recipient, Iraq War vet who's working along with me in Wishick today. In fact, if you stop by for the Talk Radio Town Hall, you'll get to meet another real live hero. So it'd be fun to introduce a World War II vet to an Iraq War vet, a Purple Heart recipient, and my thanks to Rusty for coming along and helping out today as well. So we're going to have some fun here in Wishick, and I thank those guys for getting me here, by golly. All right, here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome as well, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I mentioned earlier that our sponsors include Pinky Lumber and Pinky Homes. The Pinky family has owned and operated the lumber company in Wishick since 1976. Nathan returned to join the family business in 2007 and very recently named one of the Prairie Business 40 Under 40 members. And the growth and success they've enjoyed over the past four decades is really incredible. And they attribute their customer service and focus on innovative quality designs for that growth. And they have a full range of building and remodeling services, general contracting services, dimension lumber, hardware supplies. They do custom homes. They build them here and ship them anywhere. Also business and ag-related construction as well. Longtime leader in the design and planning of homes and business construction across North Dakota and South Dakota. And they work with you to get the job done right. Pinky Lumber, their reputation is built on quality. Also brought to you today by our friends at Farm Credit Services, at Security State Bank, at Jim Weber Ford, at the Wishick Inn, as well as Siler Implement. Drove right by Siler Implement on my way in here today. Appreciate that very much. The good folks at Chem Electric, proud to be a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And lastly, I understand I can't leave town without getting some of the famous fry sausage from Stan's Super Value. That's right. They tell me that it's nationally, if not internationally known, that famous Wishick sausage, made from an old-fashioned secret recipe that's been used since 1909. The finest homemade sausage in the state. It's one of the reasons that Wishick's so famous. So Stan Super Value, we'll make a stop there for sure. All right, let's get to the phones and find out what's on your mind today. Paul in Williston, what's on your mind, my man?
Well, the upcoming election and the Democratic Party here in the state of North Dakota, they are dishonest. They will not talk about the issues. They are the party of Ed Schultz and Al Franken. Anybody wants to understand where the state of North Dakota's Democratic Party is, both in form and in policy. These people do not want to talk about the issues. Number two, Doug Goring should go around to every college town in the state of North Dakota and talk about how agriculture and oil can work in the state of North Dakota. There, it is amazing to me that the higher education does not embrace the oil industry and what it can do for the state of North Dakota to be able to transmit the culture we have here through education of hard work, of taking care of the land, of being able to perpetuate North Dakota values. That's what you do through education. The woman that supports Ryan Taylor, I mean, she lived off the state of North Dakota her entire career.
What woman is that, Paul?
Ellen Chafee. She's the university president.
Oh, I see. Yeah, she's politically inclined these days. I wouldn't take too much. I wouldn't read too much into that. I mean, but I will tell you this. Your point on the issues is very well taken. Doug Goring was on yesterday. Ryan Taylor won't even come on this program to talk about the issues because he'd rather talk about anything but the issues. And I also think higher ed in general does support what's going on. I mean, you look at UND and the Petroleum Engineering Program. Well, you look at BSC in their National Energy Center. You look at Williston, what they're doing there. NDSU's been a little slow to that game. But I think there's a lot of examples.
What I'm talking about is this. I'm talking about the Dickinsons. I'm talking about the Minot states. I'm talking about the Valley Cities, the Mayville states, to where, you know what, those schools are on the verge of, you know, enrollment. We had to bring in people from out of state to support those institutions. And we have Ryan Taylor that wants to hold back the population growth.
Yeah, I think hold back the population growth would be one way. Turn back the clock. I mean, to me, Ryan Taylor's policies would just turn back the clock big time. And that's very evident, which I guess is why he doesn't want to come on and talk to folks like you, Paul, with some great points from Williston. Let's see if others agree with you. Fred in the Badlands, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota, on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Wishing, North Dakota, for the 89th annual Sauerkraut Day. Takes place, by the way, at the Wishing Civic Center. from 11 until 1 today. The crowd haulers are also making sure those famous Cloverdale hot dogs and the sauerkraut and the mashed potatoes and the cheese and the speck and the buns and all the goodies get to all kinds of folks in and around Wishick, which is a neat deal. There's a craft fair that goes now until 3 o'clock at the Armory. There's bingo at 2. There's entertainment from the Wishick Public Schools band and choir. There's bingo at 2 o'clock at the Wishick Civic Center. What's not to love, ladies and gentlemen? We are in the What's in Your Town tour stop today in Wishick, North Dakota. I'll be telling you more about it. Going to meet the mayor a little later on in the program as well. So stay tuned for all that coming up on the program. And we're brought to you today in part by our friends at Farm Credit Services. We thank them for making our broadcast possible, as well at Farm Credit Services. They're in, of course, Farm Credit Services is out of Mandan, but they're located with a branch office in Wishick, and they do personal loans. Financial advisory firm here in Wishick. You can call John at 701-452-4252. They're located at 1207 Beaver Avenue in Wishick. All right, let's get back to the phones. Fred in the Badlands has a question for our audience. Fred, where are you calling from exactly in the Badlands?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir.
All right, well, you're talking about Wishick, and a few weeks ago you were talking about Kenmare. There's a lot of people out here that are new to the area, a ton of people, and we'd like to go to these places. But you tell us how good they are, but you don't tell us where they are. And it might be a good point in your show at some point to remind people or give them directions on how to get there and you know, I'd sure love to come to some of these things, but I don't know where they are or how close they are to me. So,
you know, one of the things I sort of take for granted is that everybody uses a GPS these days. So when I say Wishick, that somebody would just hit a search engine and go Wishick, but I realize not
follow
everybody does.
Follow the smell of sauerkraut today.
Yeah. You could do that. Now, but I have a good example where we shouldn't necessarily always be slaves to the GPS, Fred. So I popped in. I was trying to decide, should I go south at Streeter or should I go south at Jamestown, right, to get to Wishick. And so I GPSed it, and it was within a few miles of each other. But I selected the Wishick Community Hospital, I thought, in Wishick, right, on my GPS. Well, it turns out it was Gackle. So, you know, I got the, you have arrived, and I went, arrived? This isn't Wishick, this is Gackle. And I finally figured out I was, you know, I had another hour to go. But anyway, you know, so anyway, Wishick is, I guess, south central North Dakota. Do you use a GPS, Fred?
I do not.
A little more southeast than south central, but yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Probably a little to the south. You'd say more southeast than south central, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I guess you're right, because we're, you know,
because I'm in Bismarck, and I'm going to have to go a considerable amount east to get there myself later today. So I'm kind of a part of the cleanup crew after everybody gets done eating sauerkraut and stuff.
Exactly right. But it's down not far from the South Dakota border. And, you know, I would just tell you, go to Streeter, which is right on I-94. Streeter would be east of Bismarck, and go south, and you're not going to miss it. Does that help you at all, Fred? Fred, are you there? We lost Fred.
He's gone.
All right, he's gone.
Oh.
All right.
He's off to Wishick, I guess.
Yes, exactly right. I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I see as good news, because sometimes we talk about a lot of bad news in this day and age, unfortunately, right? But this, to me, is some good news. Ryan Rauschenberger is the state tax commissioner in North Dakota. And Ryan has been the subject of some news stories and some headlines of late because of a personal challenge that he had related to a struggle with alcoholism. But there was a news story out today that suggests, or I guess reports, that Ryan Rauschenberger is back at work today. And either today or tomorrow, or he's coming back. You have the news story in front of you. I heard it on KFIRE Radio News this morning, Todd, so you have the exact details. But he's returning to work this week. And my understanding has successfully completed a treatment program in one of the best places on earth for treatment for alcohol. It's Hazleton I've had a family member at Hazleton before, and of course you hear stories about all the, you know, some of the more famous people going to Hazleton. So that's pretty cool. I am told he's excited to get back to work and also get back on the campaign trail. You know, unfortunately, people tend to use situations like this for political gain. And look, Republicans do it, Democrats do it. I don't want to put that on any one particular party. But I think we sort of lose sight of what's really important sometimes when we're in the heat of a race or a battle. And in this case, you have someone that obviously was struggling with a situation that's pretty darn common, quite honestly, all across the United States. And now is back at work and gotten treatment. So I just want to give a shout out to Ryan Rauschenberger. I'm sure everybody at the tax department is excited about that. And, you know, Ryan's worked there a long time, right? He was deputy commissioner. He's, if you look at his resume, very qualified. That sort of got lost in all of that. But I'm glad he's on the ballot. I'm glad that he's on the mend. Millions of people have been through what he's been through and went on to lead successful careers. So, the voters of North Dakota will ultimately sort all this out. But I just want to say I thought that was some of the best news I've seen in a long time. So a shout out to him. Let's get back to the phones here. Scott in Southwest North Dakota, what is on your mind?
Yeah, see, there's this new thing they have. It's called a map. It's made out of paper. You can pick them up pretty much anywhere.
They still make those things, huh? Wow, I haven't had one of those in a while, but okay, that's good to know.
Let me ask you this, though, Scott. When is the last time you used an actual real map?
Well, this morning.
Did you? What were you looking for?
Down what the best way to get down to Headinger was.
Did you? Okay, good for you. I have to admit, I haven't looked at a map in a long time just because I end up, you know, using a smartphone for it. But very good point on your part to our friend from the Badlands. They, just get yourself a map at any gas station, right?
They have a list of the towns, and you go find a town, and then it's got a little thing where you can find it on the map. And I know there's a lot of people who don't know how to use that anymore, but just check it out.
Very good suggestion on your part, Scott. Yes, just find yourself a map, and that's a time-tested way to find any town in North Dakota, or for that matter, any town in the good old U.S. of A., right?
Yep.
I'm with you, Scott. Thanks. Let's get one more in here. By the way, the mayor of Wishick's going to join us. He'll probably give you a few other tips on how to find Wishick besides a map. That's a good one. Kurt, what's on your mind? You're listening on 550 K-Fire, calling from Bismarck today. Lay it on me.
My good friend, Scott, I just wanted to commend you on your comments about Mr. Rauschenberger. We should celebrate more the triumph of people getting through struggles than dragging them through the mud.
Amen, brother.
That's the type of stigma that keeps good, talented, qualified people from being in our elected office, and we expect them to be flawless, and that's an expectation that cannot be met. We want the most talented, the most honest, the most reflective. And we all have struggles, and those kinds of tactics that are used by both parties cause me not to vote for the other candidate, and I appreciate your comments. I happen to know Mr. Rauschenberger, and he's a fine man.
He is indeed, and it's been sort of a sad state of affairs to watch the political commentary on the other side of the aisle over it. But, you know, even setting that aside, I agree with you. This is something to celebrate. It's good news. 28 past 9. Thanks for that, Kurt. Mike and Tappan and the mayor of Wishick when we come back from Sauerkraut Day. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I think on this measure number five, these people need to understand that if it does pass in that group of Julios after they get done padding their pocketbook, they got to understand that they're going to buy this land, they're going to sell it to Ducks Unlimited, they're going to have a never-ending vicious circle of money that they'll never run out of. Don't believe it? Look at the Cross Ranch. They're going to sell this land to all these outside organizations, and North Dakota's going to end up with nothing. You go in there and try to hunt on the Cross Ranch, ain't going to happen. Just a little food for thought.
Thanks, that's good. That's good food for thought. Appreciate the call. And by the way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call our hotline. And when you get that epiphany, you get that just lightning bolt of common sense, pick up the phone and call us at 855-200-1776. When he was saying that about the land, I thought of the endless stream of money. How about buying land with your money and my money, tax dollars, and then flipping the land to the feds and then cashing in again on that? You know, so they send it to, sell it to U.S. Fish and Wildlife, or, it's endless. It's a boondoggle. It is a very, very, very important issue on the November ballot. So pay attention to it. Glad you are. Mike and Tappan listening on 550 K-Fire. What is on your mind, Mike?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Everybody should vote no on five. But I was just going to tell Todd the quickest way to get to Wishing from Bismarck is turn at Dawson, which I know he knows where Dawson is, and go through Napoleon. You'll hit a T, take a left, and right there you'll hit Wishing.
That's usually the way we go, because, in fact, we'll stop at the Dawson Cafe or something for something every once in a while. So you are right.
No need to stop at the Dawson Cafe today. The sauerkraut's on here, buddy. Come on.
Yeah, but the best or second best chocolate malts, and the Dan needs one every now and then. So.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so.
But a malt for the road home, huh?
We will always love the Dawson Cafe, and here's why. You know who Wynonna Judd is, right?
Sure.
She was on her way out to Four Bears, and she stopped there. Her tour entourage stopped there for gas, and she stopped and played a verse of Grandpa Tell Me About the Good Old Days right there in the Dawson Cafe, and in fact, it's still on YouTube.
That's pretty cool.
And they got us a nice autographed picture for K-Fire, and I thought, wow, what presence of mind. We're going to be there a couple of days later, and so that was very cool of them for us to. So we love the Dawson Cafe.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the directions for anybody else coming down to Sauerkraut Day, the 89th annual in Wishick, our What's in Your Town tour, which is brought to you by Marvin Windows Grafton, Arvid Communications, Cloverdale Foods, as well as our friends now at Little Missouri Inn & Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites. Great spot to stay in Watford City, Newtown, and soon in other Western Oil Patch communities as well. Bringing you the What's in Your Town tour today, which is also brought to you in part by our friends at the Wishick Hospital and Clinics, by Security State Bank. Since its beginning, Security State Bank has been in the business of serving the people and communities of South Central North Dakota. Founded in Wishick in 1909, they're the oldest bank in McIntosh County. They have offices here in Wishick, in Linton, and in Lear as well. Security State Bank, locally owned, and the management staff actively involved in the communities where they live and work. Banking with friends and neighbors is what they do every day. You can, too, when you bank with Security State Bank. Okay, we're going to meet the mayor in a moment here. We have a couple of calls that came in during the break, and let's go to Kevin and Cavalier, get those calls, and then we'll meet Mayor Janke on the What's in Your Town tour from Wishick today. 800-228-0550, by the way, to weigh in and tell us what's on your mind today. Kevin, lay it on me.
Yeah, I got a question. I haven't been listening to you very much lately, but I know you're talking about Measure 5. Is it technically legal for somebody who's not in the government, not a government entity, to take tax money and spend it? That'd be like the flag. Why couldn't the flag radio station put a measure on the ballot and you want 1% of the gross tax collection of North Dakota for whatever your little pet project is? I'm just curious, is that technically legal without government oversight or not being passed through the legislature?
Well, what they've done is they've gathered signatures to put an item on the ballot that would amend the Constitution to do what they want. Now, the issue you raise is a good one because, for one, to do this, I mean, I'm actually looking at the ballot. And what this is an initiated measure. Again, they gathered signatures. Remember, they tried this a couple of election cycles ago, and they hired NDSU players who then illegally gathered signatures. Remember that whole debacle? Okay, that's how they did it the first time. Then they said, well, we're not going to pay people to do signatures anymore. Well, they paid people anyway this time. And, by the way, they've been gathering signatures in a nefarious manner, we understand, this time around as well. And now, this election, they hired a robocall firm and actually made the mistake of calling the attorney general. That's illegal. So these guys have been doing everything in their power to try and get their hands on this. But what they have on the ballot is something that would add a new section to Article 10 of the North Dakota Constitution, creating this fund. And then they finance it with 5% of the revenues from the state share of oil extraction taxes. And then they mandate that the majority of that be spent. So you can, you know, to your point, if you gather signatures and put something on the ballot, you can pretty much do anything once you get those signatures. Measure number 4, you should know, on the November ballot, Kevin, would prevent future debacles like Measure 5 from happening, because it would actually require, number one, that initiated measures are estimated to have a significant fiscal impact must be placed on the general election ballot, number one, and then also if it makes a direct appropriation of public funds for a specific purpose, it has to require the legislative assembly to appropriate the funds. So Measure 4 should be a yes vote before you vote no on Measure 5, so we don't have this game anymore in the future. I also don't like the fact they can call it the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment. You know, it's sort of like...
and I've seen some of the ads. No new taxes. Well, no, but it should be saying, I mean, they're not reducing our taxes because they're going to suck up all this money.
No, you're right. They also say,
go back to the taxpayers.
They also say, very interestingly, that there's plenty of money for roads and schools, and they're taking $4.8 billion. Clearly that's going to come out of something, right? Yep. I mean, we're going to have less money for some things, and I have to do the math. That's 400 schools, that's 282 hospitals, that's 960 miles of four-lane highway, it's 88,000 law enforcement officers. I mean, you need to worry about it. It's real.
Just like Alaska gets to pay the citizens of North Dakota. How much would that amount to, that amount of money per year that they're going to get? How much would the average North Dakota household get, if the state was to pay that out directly to the individuals? That's another deal, too. I mean, I'm not for Measure 5. I think it's a deceitful way they got it worded. I don't, they don't need the money. That's for sure.
Kevin, appreciate the call. Thanks. The listeners of this program are so wonderful because you sniff all this stuff out. Bruce in Rapid City listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind, Bruce?
Hey, how you doing today, Scott?
Good, you?
Oh, doing excellent. Sitting here at the base waiting to get on. Thought I'd put a bigger antenna in this truck so I can get you guys again.
Well, beautiful. Glad that 550 is booming into the Black Hills of Rapid City.
Oh, yeah. There's times it comes in better than some of the local ones. But 2 points, while you're down in Wishing, go to Sam's, pick up some of their fry sausage and throw it on the grill. That is excellent. And they actually made a batch of gluten-free sausage for my grandbaby because she has that celiac. They took time to do that because I go down there every other week.
That is awesome. That's really cool. No, it's on my bucket list. I will not leave Wishick before I go to Stan Super Value and get the sausage. I'm on it.
You get their fry sausage and throw it on the grill. It is excellent.
No, I'm not only going to buy it. I'm going to throw it on the grill the second I get home.
Yeah, there you go. The other thing I got to thinking, these people made us change the Fighting Sioux nickname, which was dumb. So why don't we just call them the Flaming Arrows? I mean, how many arrows are going to bitch about being called Flaming?
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody will, though, Bruce, but I appreciate the call. Deb in Grand Forks listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind, Deb?
Hi, Scott. I know you're in Wishick today, and I'm for a sauerkraut feed or festival or whatever. I've had a recipe passed down to me for three generations called Haloopsie.
It's called Haloopsie?
Haloopsie, yeah. And it's like rice, sauerkraut, bacon, and onions. And it's wonderful. But I wonder if anybody else has ever heard of that.
We'll ask and we'll find out. And we have the mayor of Wishick, Wayne Jenke, here. Mayor, does her recipe sound anything like some of the sauerkraut that is... You didn't hear.
I didn't catch that. No,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I had the volume of the callers down, so you didn't hear that. But Deb was saying, Deb, what's in your recipe?
It's it's rice and sauerkraut, onions, and bacon.
And it's called Haloopsie.
Yes.
Have you heard of that at all, Mayor? You cook it slow, you said?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I haven't heard of it.
Sounds good, Deb. It sounds really good.
Wonderful.
If you send me an email, scott@flagfamily.com, just scott@flagfamily.com, I'll put it on our Facebook page, okay?
Sounds great.
Send me the recipe. Glad you're listening to Grand Forks today, Deb. Thanks a ton. As I mentioned, Mayor Wayne Jenke is here. Hello, Mayor. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you, and welcome to our fair city.
Well, thank you for having us. We're pretty excited.
So are we.
This is going to be fun, yeah. And 89 years this has been going, huh?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. It's been quite the journey from what I've understood from the first one to here.
Now, I understand you're the new mayor of Wishick.
Yes, I am. Just getting my feet wet.
Been at this since the summer. tell us why you decided to run for mayor.
Well, I'm retired, and I figured I had the time on my hands, didn't know what else to do, and it's time to give back to community.
That's very nice. What's the big priority besides putting on a great sauerkraut day every year? What's the top issues in Wishick?
The top issues are our growth. We're very fortunate. We're dealing now with the possibility of having natural gas. They're putting in a pipeline running off of Northern Border, going up to Jamestown, north of Jamestown, up by Spiritwood. They're putting in a fertilizer outfit, and along with that comes a natural gas pipeline, which runs about 3 miles from Wishick. So we have an opportunity to have the availability here for the natural gas, which will enable us to put our businesses on a level playing field with other cities and stuff that do have natural gas.
Sounds like your own energy boom in Wishick.
Yes.
Take that on, by golly. Mayor, yes. Stick around here a little bit if you would. Sure. George and Williston going to be up next here. We'll take a short break. Back with more of our What's in Your Town tour for our friends at Cloverdale, Marvin Windows, as well as RV Communications and Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites. The What's in Your Town tour in Wishick, North Dakota today. Come on down for Sauerkraut Day. You're going to love it. 11 to 1. Wishick Civic Center. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall, live from Riley Insurance in Wishick.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You need a truck? Stop and see Brent of the team at S&S Motors in Watford City. Short drive from Williston, Sidney, Montana, not far. Anywhere you are in the Bakken, you'll find the folks at S&S Motors. Or give them a call to tell them what you want. 701-444-2341. Did I save a bunch of my used Ford F-150? It's fantastic. And Brent of the team will get you anything you want. Need a truck? S&S Motors is your source. In fact, if you need a new one, they'll find it for you. Bring it right to Watford. 701-444-2341. Or stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City.
It's that time of year, the season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey, it's Scott. Dean in Leonard, North Dakota, giving you a call. Say, I'm wondering when you're going to have Attorney General Wayne Stengem next scheduled to be on the air. I'd like to talk with him, especially in light of the events unfolding, or that did not actually unfold at the Supreme Court, regarding same-sex marriage and how he intends to defend that or not defend that on behalf of our state. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Chris, if you want to hang on to that question from Dean and Leonard, I know that Attorney General Stengem is great about coming on the program, and we'll put that first on our list next time he's on to answer that question. It's an issue that certainly has been a national story this week. We'll continue to follow that as well. We're back in Wishing today, all fired up for Sauerkraut Day. Still plenty of time to come on down and join us. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour, in person at Riley Insurance, corner of Centennial and Beaver, which is the main drag and Wishick, and we're brought to you today in part by our friends at Riley Insurance, located right here. They're the local independent insurance agency with over 30 years of experience, licensed in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, farm, home, auto, life, health, business, crop insurance, annuities, bonds, SR-22 filings, classic auto, Lila, April, Agnes will help you out here. Give them a call at 701-452-2590. And they're hosting us at their wonderful facility here in Wishick. We really appreciate that very much. Also brought to you today by our friends at Pinky Lumber and Pinky Homes, Farm Credit Services, Security State Bank, Siler Implement, the Wishick Hospital, Jim Weber Ford, Wishick Inn, and Riley Insurance, in addition to Stan's Super Value. And Mayor, you mentioned that somebody had to call from South Dakota. In addition to having an energy boom, you've got famous sausage right here in Wishick, don't you?
We certainly do, yes.
And Stan's Super Value is one of our fine sponsors here today, along with Cam Electric. Thank them very much as well. Anything else you want to share with us, Mayor, about the great city of Wishick?
Well, I just like to emphasize the fact that we do have the small town atmosphere. We are a small town. But there's so much opportunity here. We have two implement dealers, two car dealerships, two elevators. We've got the hospital, a nursing home, one of the best-ranked schools in the state. It's just a beautiful place to come and visit and maybe even set down roots.
Sounds like a great invitation. And I tell you what, it's a beautiful part of North Dakota as well. Thanks for hosting us here. We are excited for the big day in Wishick, and stick around for the Talk Radio Town Hall if you'd like and ask Congressman Cramer a question or two.
We'll definitely do that.
All right. Good to see you, Mayor. Appreciate
Thank
it very
you
much.
Again.
You've got Mayor Wayne Janke of Wishick, North Dakota on our What's in Your Town tour. Let's get back to the phones here. George in Williston listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind, George?
I was wondering if it would be possible for you to put the people who have that initiated measure number 5, who's doing that, if you could put them on, like on your website, so we know exactly who they are. And then how did you come up with the calculation of the $4 billion?
Well, it's 5% of the oil tax, so it's 25 years. So you start doing the math on $150 million a year, $300 a biennium in 25 years, and you come up with your $4.8 billion. So it's pretty simple math. And, of course, we don't know ultimately what that extraction tax is going to garner. It's an estimate, but I would argue it's probably on the low side in the way of an estimate. As far as who's behind it, Ducks Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, National Wildlife Trust, is that the group? There's some pretty, you know, well, first of all, I've always thought Ducks Unlimited is a great organization, right? I've been to DU banquets over the years. But, you know, I think the local leadership of Ducks Unlimited, town by town, is very different than the national folks. I really see what's going on here is a lot of these national groups see this as an opportunity to feather their nest with North Dakota money and use it nationally to empire build. That's what's going on. There's some really good websites out there where you can get all the information on this stuff. I'll just here's what I'd suggest you do. If you go to any search engine and you put in the following information, the group called North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation. North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation. You'll find all the info you need on the backers and what's behind this, George. And I'm glad you're getting the facts on it. Appreciate the call. Jim and Bismarck listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got two different questions. Number one, measure 2, is that based on just new property taxes, new property that you're buying? And number 2, I want to remind everybody that tonight is the Burley County Commissioners meeting. Let's see if they listen to the people or if they just do what they always do and just pull it the way they want to go.
Yeah, and that meeting, by the way, was the last meeting of the Burley County Commission. They postponed the big tax question, right? So to do some more consideration. So tonight's an important meeting.
That's right. So people need to get out there so that they don't raise their taxes on us.
Not enough to bellyache about those things. You actually got to get out there and participate, roll up your sleeves, and be part of it. And my experience is it makes a big difference. So good suggestion, Jim. Appreciate that very much. By the way, tomorrow on the program, Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us. And speaking of Measure 5, he has an alternative, much more conservative and affordable alternative on parks and conservation. Also, we have a debate on the pharmacy measure, which is a contentious issue that's part of the North Dakota ballot. And that is measure number 7 on the ballot. At your request, we're tackling all these measure issues as well. So looking forward to that on the program as well. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. And I'm not overnighting in Wishick, but if I had, I'd have brought my pillow along because I sleep so much better with it. It's the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And to celebrate, they have a 2-for-1 deal now for a limited time. So this savings of 50% off will not last forever. You call 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott sent you, or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott to get that 50% deal. This thing is machine washable. It stays cool. You won't toss and turn. Has a 10-year warranty, 60-night money-back guarantee. You're going to love it. 800-506-9028 or online at MyPillow.com. More from Wishick for Sauerkraut Day coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cup. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment 701-483-4369. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.